are you doing? You're listening to the Shine the Five Method with CJ. I'm your host, Chris and James, aka CJ, the creator of the Shine the Five Method. What is that, you may be asking? It is a trusted system to help 9-to-5 women push past mediocrity so they can shine in their own businesses. So if you are juggling a 9-to-5 with a side biz right now, then this is for you. Let's work together on breaking up with your employee mindset so you can be in the driver's seat of your life. So buckle up. It's going to be a fun, sometimes bumpy ride, but girl, I'll get you there. Hey, how are you doing? It's an exciting, exciting day. How are you? No, but tell me how you are first. Tell me how you are. You know the drill. DM me on Instagram, Kristen and James, two N's, or you can email me, hello@kristenandjames.com. Let me know how you are doing. Okay, I'm really trying to contain myself, but I think if you've been listening to me long enough, you know that's très difficile for me, especially on a day like today, the day that this episode is going live, October 20th, means it is my biz-iversary. Do you know what today is? It's my biz-iversary. Okay, I'm going to stop singing, but It's 6 years, 6 years that since I've started my business. Oh my gosh. So I always commemorate on October 20th because although I did a bunch of other stuff in 2016, I started actually in 2015, if I'm actually being completely like really technical, but 2016, I launched my website and I really started to promote my business. But October 20th is like, it's the day that I hosted my very first workshop and I was so proud of my accomplishment. I promoted it and I had a designer create posters and stuff and I put it out on social media. I booked a room and I set up a booking link and people were able to pay, attendees were paying and I had attendees. Okay, so they were my friends, but they showed up because they wanted to support me, and I will always remember that. But I had refreshments and activities. Oh, it was so good. It was really, really good. And when I think back to that workshop and just wanting to start my coaching business, I actually didn't want to host workshops and masterclasses. I just thought I would be doing private coaching. Like, that's what I thought my jam was as an introvert. And it's interesting that I'm saying that because I'm talking about how much my business has evolved today for my biz-iversary. I love celebrating my biz-iversary because it gives me a chance to really reflect on how far I have come. Like I just said, I didn't think I'd be hosting stuff. I didn't think I'd be hosting groups and facilitating groups, but that was actually the training that I got at when I went back to school for my certification. It was to facilitate groups. And even then, I remember being very hesitant about taking that course because I'm like, I don't want to do this. I want to coach people one-on-one, but everything can be applied to the one-on-one setting. But I was very nervous about being in a group setting. And now I'm so comfortable with it. And, you know, being able to reflect like this is awesome because we get so caught up in what we have to do next a lot of the times that we don't reflect. We don't reflect on how far we have come. We're always looking at the next thing and how far we have to go. And okay, I did this, then I have to do this next. But when I reflect, I am truly amazed at what I have accomplished. Truly, truly amazed. I encourage you, each and every single one of you, please spend some time reflecting on how far you've come. You have made it so much further than you ever expected, you ever anticipated. Do not ever trivialize your journey in any way, shape, or form. Please, please spend some time reflecting. My reflection, oh, my accomplishments, my business has gone in directions that I never imagined it would. And it just all makes so much sense. As I reflect, it makes so much sense as I continue to evolve. That's what happens. You evolve We grow, we transform, we become who we're meant to be. It's icky in some parts and scary in others, and you get stuck in other parts and you fall flat on your face in some parts. It's not easy, but man, when you make it out onto the other side, whoo, it's there's a reason why you celebrate your bizversary. So, okay, fine. I won't sing anymore. But on that note, I did want to share three ways that my business has evolved. Evolved in ways that I never imagined. And the first one being, just to go back to how I said I didn't think I would facilitate groups and do group stuff because I thought I was too shy for that. And just as I was coming into my own as a coach and as an entrepreneur, I realized for people to really get to know me, I had to put myself out there. So I had to deal with my crap that came with being an entrepreneur. So be sure to check out the episode I just talked about in my last In My Business episode. I talked about what I did, my secrets to helping me to put myself out there, even as a huge introvert. So anyway, I'm blabbing on. So the first thing is, I can say that I'm a speaker. I've been a keynote speaker at some events, big events that have multiple attendees. I get up on a stage and I speak. Sometimes I don't even have notes. I'm speaking from the heart. Who am I? Because one of the very first events that I spoke at when I first became a coach and I first started my business, I had the notes and I had the slides, and I found that was tripping me up too much because I got into my head. I'm like, oh my God, what if this slide doesn't work? And I was like, okay, moving forward, I'm not going to do slides anymore. And I became a lot more comfortable. I can get up on stage and speak. Me. If anybody who knows me just growing up when I was still in Tobago in high school, or I just really started to come into my own in my 20s, but I was so shy. I was so shy. Wallflower, they got nothing on me. I was so shy. And now here I am. I'm comfortable with public speaking. And on top of that, I get such good feedback from attendees who hear me speak. Like, people come up to me and tell me, I will be up there and I'm seeing people taking notes, or people are laughing at my jokes. Me. I mean, I know I'm funny and whatever. I'm hilarious. But to get up there and really just kill it as in a public speaking setting, that is a direction I never really thought but I have never been one to back down from a challenge. So the opportunities presented themselves to speak, or something came up and I'm like, you know what? I really need to do this. And I'm so glad that I followed through on it. Some of these people reached out to me to be a speaker at their event, because that's how engaging I am and charismatic people find me to be as a speaker. And people, attendees, take things away whenever I speak and they want to come up to me. And I love that I'm approachable enough that people want to come up to me afterwards and say, I really liked what you said about blah, blah, blah part. And, oh my God, CJ, you're so relatable. You're so funny. I'm so proud. My heart wants to burst with pride when I think that I can do public speaking. I still get terrified, don't get me wrong, but I will get up there and I will do it. I will do it and I will seem comfortable at it. And I'm not gonna stop. So that was one of the first ways. The second ways is this podcast. I never thought I would host my own podcast, have my own platform where people can listen to me again. People are listening to me, the shy girl. But I have found a whole other stream, yes, of income, just to pour my creativity into and expand my reach to my audience. It gives me a chance to position myself as an expert, as your friend, as someone relatable. And it gives listeners a chance to know, like, and trust me, which not only converts into leads, but even just new friends. People reaching out to me and telling me they enjoy my podcast. But I remember A few years back, I started a Facebook group because I really do believe and I love community. And I love people being able to come together, get together, support each other, hear each other, see each other. I think that's very, very, very important, not just in entrepreneurship, in life in general. Maybe it's just my culture. So I love having people come together. As much as I'm an introvert and I love my time alone, I like being the source for some, so for where people can gather. So I had created this Facebook group and I had started these live interviews on Facebook with other entrepreneurs, and I called it Share If You Dare. And I was testing out. I realize now when I look back at that, I was testing out how I felt about hosting something, being in control of a platform where I was the host and I was interviewing. I was the one introducing others and guests to an audience. And I enjoyed it so much. It took me a couple of years, but I launched this podcast. And now here I am, almost 100 episodes in. This is episode 94. I'm almost 100 episodes in and there ain't no stopping. I'm only just getting started. So thank you for being here. You are a part of my journey. When I celebrate my Bizversary October 20th, 2023, you are a part of that because you're here and you're listening and you're sharing. Thank you for that. Subtle hint, shameless plug, please share the podcast. Please share the podcast. I would love it if you did that. And the third way that my business has evolved in a way that I just, when I think about it, I mean, what? I have a trademark. I have my own, like hired a lawyer and applied for trademark for Shine to Five. Shine to Five, it started off, yes, as the name of my podcast, which has now evolved into the Shine to Five method for side hustlers. But Shine to Five, it just, after spending the better part of 2020 going over the details of what I wanted to do, because by then, when everybody else, it seemed like I was starting a podcast, and I was really thinking about it, how I wanted to do it, what I wanted people to get out of listening to my podcast. And I really took my time and set my goals and set my intentions and what I want people to take away and the purpose behind the podcast and what my calls to action would be. And when somebody finds a podcast, what are they going to say about it? What I want them to say about it. And I went back and forth. But the one thing I didn't do was abandon, because remember a few episodes ago, I did talk about procrastination and a positive spin on procrastination. And this podcast, this is one of the things where there was a positive spin on the procrastination, because from the time that I said I was going to start a podcast to when I actually launched a podcast, it took about better half, maybe a good half a year. A good half a year, because I launched it in January 2021, but I was talking about it about mid 2020. I started to tell, I was being intentional with telling people, I'm going to launch a podcast, because then that way I wouldn't back out of it, right? If you do that, please let me know if that's your way, one of your ways of being held accountable. And when I'm in for something, I am in. So I knew I was all in with the podcast. And it took me a little bit, but then one day it hit me that I want to help people shine after they leave their 9 to 5. Shine is 5 letters. 9 to 5. Shine to 5. Shine actually is an have I shared this before? I need to do an episode on just like Shine to Five and why I came up with that. But Shine is actually an acronym, Simplify How to Implement a New Ending. So Shine to Five is now, I have a journal coming out. See, again, accountability. You know that I've mentioned a journal. I can't go back on it. I have a journal coming out. This podcast, my coaching, my entire coaching system is called the Shine to Five Method. Shine to Five, what started off as a podcast, has evolved. That in and of itself has evolved into its own entity, its own thing. Me, that shy girl that wanted to be the wallflower, is trademarking, has her own coaching system. She's a keynote speaker. She's a podcast host, and she's still coaching women to step into their power. As cliche as it sounds, that's exactly what I want to do. And I'm doing it through the Shine to Five method. Shine to Five coaching. Shine to Five. Yes. So that's how I have evolved. When I started my business, when I think back to manifesting my layoff, to actually getting laid off and getting my severance package, to going back to school and getting certified, to starting my business and hiring my first strategist, and then I hired my first coach, the ups and downs that have come since then with entrepreneurship. And when I reflect, I look back, I say, wow, CJ, you're not doing so bad after all. So thank you for being here with me as I celebrate my bizniversary on October 20th. Happens to also be my birthday month. It's another reason why to celebrate in October. But here I am 6 years later, and it's going to be six times six more years. And I know every year I'm going to evolve. So please reach out to me. Tell me how long you have been in business, or if it's a side business or a full-time gig, whatever it is, how long have you been running your business? And when you reflect, tell me how your business has evolved. And how often do you spend time reflecting? Instead of looking at how far you got to go, you look at how far you have come. I encourage you to celebrate those wins. Just like I am celebrating you listening to me right now. Thank you for being here with me to celebrate my bizniversary, to celebrate 6 years of me evolving as not just an entrepreneur, as a woman, as a Black woman. Ooh, there's been so much evolution and there's so much more to go. Reach out to me. Let me know how you're doing. Thank you for being here with me today. And I will see you soon and talk to you even sooner. That's it for now. Question, what was your biggest takeaway? I'd love for you to share your thoughts in a review, and better yet, share this with a friend that you believe needs to hear this. If you are ready to make your side biz your main gig, which means taking center stage so you can shine in your business, I invite you to connect with me. My website is kristinnjames.com, or you can find me on any social media platform at kristinnjames. Take care until next time, and as I always say, have a sparkling day.